Since August 28th, the Sitka police have responded to 25 bear calls, and most have to do with this one bear causing extra trouble in neighborhoods off the Cross Trail. Some as far north as Granite Creek Road, others as far south as Lake Street. Here's Chief Sheldon Schmidt.
Usually by the time we get there, he's gone. He's getting in and he's getting out real quick.
The bear is most likely a 3 to 4 year old male. So far, he's strewn garbage, murdered chickens, and made an unwelcome appearance at a barbecue. And every time officers have responded to a call, they have been unable to locate the bear.
In some cases, it doesn't matter if it's much more than 10 minutes too late, the bear's gone.
Phil Mooney is an area biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He's been tracking the bear for weeks. The bear uses the Cross Trail in the nighttime hours to get around and is developing quite an appetite for chickens.
A couple of the places that he's gotten into chicken coops, he's worked a little bit at it to tear the locks off and go in and get the chickens. And that makes it more difficult to catch up with him, too.
Mooney thinks this bear's lockpicking is a learned behavior that increases his visitation to town.
Unfortunately, Sitka doesn't have much in the way of any ordinances on type of structures that you should keep them in. And it ranges from essentially being on the back of somebody's porch to hen houses and chicken coop wire.
And chicken coop wire, as Mooney says, is no match against a bear.
No different than our old trash cans will keep a bear out of the trash either.
If chicken coops are the new trash can, this begs a natural question. Is raising backyard poultry a problem? Or what came first, the chickens or the bear? I posed the question to Mooney, and he said, it's both. The bear is juvenile, kicked out of its mother's home range, and likely pushed out of Indian River by older males. It's at risk and needs to eat. But Mooney says Sickens can still do their part to keep their chickens out of paw's reach.
When you say chicken or the bears, so there's this attitude, well, we haven't had a bear in 4 years, so it's not an issue. Well, it's always going to be an issue sooner or later if you've got bears and you've got an attraction.
Mooney advises running a hot wire or electric fence around all chicken coops or outfitting it with motion detectors. He reminds Sickens to report bear sightings sooner rather than later. Once the bear's movements are better known, Mooney wants to potentially set a large trap to capture, collar, and move the bear away from these neighborhoods.
You just have to outsmart the bear and be vigilant and not let your guard down and keep after it and eventually we'll catch up with him.
And that might mean rounding up your chickens. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.